Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills that we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. I am your host, Tech Witch Nikki. This episode is all about the benefits of seeking connection and what to look for. There are many reasons to feeling disenchanted or even trapped in life. When we get so focused on what is going wrong, we cannot see the blessings literally pouring out to us from above. However, staying in this mindset can lead us to getting stuck in this rut. When we get beaten down by our circumstances or even by our own choices, there is a real threat of staying down and becoming emotionally detached. When this happens, we can become disconnected from those we care about, from our own spirits, and eventually fall into a black hole of despair. Black holes are a vacuum where positive energy, light, and vitality fall in but never get put back out into the universe. When we find ourselves in this position, it seems way too dark and difficult to climb out of this mindset. I am here to tell you that it is possible. There is hope. Nature abhors a vacuum. If you ask for help, it will arrive. The key is to shift how you are looking at things to be able to see the hands that are outstretched to help you. Once you are ready to acknowledge that you need help, you are ready to start receiving it. We have to recognize that there is a problem before we can start to look for a solution. Our guides want to help us in all areas of our lives, not just the spiritual aspects. Our guides want to have a meaningful relationship with us, very similar to what we have with our friends and family. They are here to support us, guide us, offer us love, comfort, encouragement, and acceptance. How can you tell if somebody is reaching out to help, to talk, to connect? Well, look for little signs and synchronicities. Do you notice an animal acting stranger than normal around you, like a bird that seems to be everywhere you go? Look up the spiritual meaning for that particular animal. Do you notice reoccurring or repeating numbers throughout the day or even over a week? Look up the angel number meaning. Do you keep finding feathers in your path? Check out the spiritual meaning for a feather of that color. Colors have meanings. Do you have people who keep coming to your mind? Maybe someone you haven't thought about or even seen in a while. A guide might be saying to you, call them, reach out to them. These are only a few ways that our guides will try to get our attention. Our guides use a variety of methods to teach us, to get through to us without freaking us out. Old memories, songs, poems, old conversations may pop into your head. They can seem random, but usually contain parts of or the whole message. I have also had cartoon images, old TV shows, scenes from movies come in as clues. One guide showed up looking like a cartoon lion. They seem like random memories or thoughts that we can take as coincidence. I have been taught by my guides that there are no coincidences. If something seems random and you notice, you were meant to. Even if it doesn't really seem random, but you notice, that holds some kind of meaning for you. Look at the symbology in your dreams as well. I highly recommend keeping a dream journal by your bed or in your phone so you can write it out as soon as you wake up. I tend to forget my dreams as the day goes on. Writing them out helps us remember and gather even more details that can hold meaning for us. We can even get emotions, vibes, or sensations from our guides. The first time Morgan came to me in a meditation, I saw myself outside the back gate to my yard, and she was there. She looked at me, and I felt this very intense energy in my chest. I thought it was really cool that I saw her and actually felt her presence. I honestly thought it was just her energy that I was feeling. It was very intense. I didn't understand at the time that she was showing me something within my heart that needed to be brought to light for healing and resolution. I saw her as a fierce and intimidating individual at the time. And as I healed and we developed a relationship, I realized that she is very wonderfully loving and protective. So how else can we connect to our guides? There are many forms of divination that we have at our disposal: tarot, oracle cards, runes, I Ching, tea leaf reading, throwing bones, scrying with a mirror or water, and using a pendulum are just some ways. If you don't have any of these or are not comfortable trying them out, you can also try meditation. There are many ways to meditate. A simple way is to sit or lay comfortably and do some deep breathing. Just let your mind and body relax. Don't force your mind to clear. That will only make it harder to relax. Trust me, I know. Whatever pops into your head, acknowledge it and let it flow away. When you are relaxed, you will be in a receptive frame of mind. Here is where we are most likely to receive messages and inspiration. When I first started out, I used guided meditations to help me. You can find them all over YouTube. We also get this way when we are falling asleep. Once you have picked one or several ways to communicate with your guides, you must practice. Learning any new skill takes time. This is no exception. Perseverance and determination will make you proficient in anything you put your mind to. Don't get discouraged. It took me a long time to connect with my very first tarot deck. Reading, researching, getting creative, and practicing all help us to connect with our guides. Learn about them, talk to them. They hear us, even if we just talk into our heads to them. That is part of the beauty of spiritual connections. They want to help us make decisions that are true to our hearts and our soul. They want to help us feel secure in life and to be who we are meant to be. They want to help us find our voice and speak our truth. They want to support us and help empower us to not need outside validation. They want to help us bring balance and harmony into our daily lives, as well as our spiritual ones. They want to help us find the people that we are meant to be with, our soul tribe. They want to help us shift our focus to the positives, the blessings, the love that is always surrounding us. They want to help us get out of the dark places and see that life is worth living to its fullest, to see that you are worthy of being happy and fulfilled, that you are worthy of unconditional love, that you are unconditionally loved no matter what, just as you are right here, right now, in this very moment. They want to help us find true emotional stability and freedom. My very first tarot deck is the Wildwood Tarot. The card, the Three of Vessels, states the ability to connect directly to joy allows us the healing and empowering energies to flow through us and is a gift from the universe. This card shows us that no matter what we go through, there is always something we can find joy in. Even the tough times, the universe wants to bring us hope, joy, comfort, strength, and so much more. These are what our guides, our souls, the universe, the divine all want for us. They want us to connect with them so we can co-create our lives with them, co-create our destinies with them. Go forth and have fun with this information. Explore. Try anything that you are drawn to. You never know where your skills might lie. You will be surprised to learn all of the awesomeness that you are capable of. I am here if you would like to have a reading or connect with your guides as well. My website is listed in the description. It is www.techwitchlayer.com. That is TECH. Witchlayer.com. I provide many different services, all designed to help you connect, enhance your intuition, break old cycles and attachments to anything holding you down, as well as cleanse and bless homes, businesses, and properties. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe as we have only just begun this journey. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid, and you are loved.